Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. What? 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 1, 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, here we are. Pre-show time, man. Oh, Christ on a motherfucking crutch. What do I give a shit? Why am I even worried about anything? You know, why am I worried about... We're in an existential situation. Interesting that when I told you guys this. When I was in the hospital for pneumonia now almost 10 years ago. You guys remember that? You guys were here with me for that. I think that was back when we still had the camera angling from this side here. I was looking over here, you know, before we got our professional, really professional setup. And, but I had pneumonia and, I went into the hospital drinking Diet Coke and I came out of the hospital drinking Diet Pepsi. And I've been a Diet Pepsi drinker ever since. Diet Coke is like before, it's like BP before pneumonia, and Diet Pepsi is after AP, or it's Associated Press, if you will, if you won't, okay. I'm sorry. That was crude. That was crudidity. Do you know what you're going through? Do you like the shit that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you like stuff that you see? Oh, sorry. Do you know what you think you really like? Man, don't fuck with me. You dig? What is this? Say, what is this anyway, huh? I gotta get some new pictures in here, man. I gotta get some new pictures in here, you know? The fuck, Jack? Don't dick me around, man. What the fuck? Do you know what you're going through? Do you like the things that life... That's the theme from Mahogany. Not that anybody gives a shit, but... what the fuck is this? What the bloody hell? What the bloody hell? Where the hell is it, man? God damn it. Come on. Oh, there it is. You cunt. You C-word. Do you know of the things that you do? Yeah, baby. Now, what am I looking at here? R.H. Now, is this about Billie Holiday? Is this Lady Sings the Blues? Because I got a Diana Ross movie on direct. I think this is, I don't know what it is. I think this doesn't look like Mahogany. Fuck, what do I know? I didn't see either one of the goddamn things. I played the goddamn song on the goddamn radio. Lady Sings the Blues. This is about Billie Holiday, okay? Goes from Harlem brothel maid to heroin-addicted singing star. Oh, that's nice. Losing the man... Pardon me. That's a terrible way to... Losing the man she loves, Billie Dee Williams. Jesus Christ. What a rotten fucking life Billie Holiday had, huh? I don't know anything about Billie Holiday. I know her music. And of course, like everybody who's a music fan, loves and loved her music. I love and loved her music. I did not know. This was 1972. And I know that Diana Ross got some decent notices for this. You know, she had just broken up with the Supremes. And now she's an actress. I'm always suspicious of that, personally. When they're a star, anybody becoming an actor kind of working their way in, but when they take somebody right off the stage as a star and they make them an actor or a star of a movie, I think it's kind of weird, huh? And it doesn't add up or anything. Anyway, Jesus Christ on a fucking crutch. Ah, yeah. Do you know?
Phil, let's talk a little bit.
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, I'd like to say that thank you for having me on your program.
My pleasure. I'm glad to have you on.
All I appreciate that. My father was Delton Bozell from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I don't know if he was a racist or not, but if he heard this guy say we got a queer running for president, he would stand on his feet and cheer.
Steve Bozell's dad was just a piece of shit. Stand on his feet and cheer. Holy Christ. Hello. Hello.
Ah. He'd be on his feet cheering like a son of a bitch. That's just the man that he was, you know. And I always felt...
A lynching, huh? What do you think of that, Steve?
It feels like it would be a lynching to me, but...
Da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. What am I doing now? Doing this. And I'm doing this. Get out of here. Get bloody hell out of here. I've got my secret stash of surf music, right? Yeah. Fuck that. I want fucking surf music, bitch. I want this shit. What? Give me some motherfucking surf music, motherfucker. Let me see. Okay, cool. That's groovy. I got it. I wouldn't play this shit, though. It's too fucking techno. I don't dig that bullshit.
And it's part of a pattern. There's a consistent pattern when it comes to drug use that in almost every single instance, Congressman O'Rourke supports more of it.
I like this band, Apache Tomcat.
But I'll tell you, one resident of Arlen is offering this community a little relief from the heat in the form of a kind, cool wave from the side of the highway.
People toss around the word hero, but this guy's a real hero. I don't know his name, so I guess we can only call him the Heat Wave Wave Wave.
All right, Apache Tomcat, you did your due. That's groovy. I like that. Let's go on to number two here. Let's see what else we got. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I know this song. Don't we already have this in the library? We have it. I love this tune. I love this fucking song. If I was a disc jockey, I'd play this once an hour, man. want to download that son of a bitch. What are you doing? Somebody's messing with you, man. Oh, it's a fucking video? I don't see it as a video. Maybe I'm done with, maybe they're limiting my downloads here, I don't know. Psycho! Come on, Tina and I went to the movies late last night. Emerald Canal. I think that's just a good band, man. If somebody discovers these guys, I think they're really good. And I like C'est La Vie's. I think there's the two best bands that I've listened to here in this royalty free archive, man, is C'est La Vie's and Misery Slims, man. Cats should definitely be on to them, you know, somehow. I don't know, you know. You dig me? All right, I guess we're done. I can't sit here all.
I got 100-foot wave.
Dig it.
I got a.
Uh-oh, another one of them, huh?
I got 100-foot wave.
I heard that. Go, man. I caught 100-foot wave. Well, you and me. Woo! Ah, fuck. What happens? Why can't I download that, man?
Surfing
is my life.
What we wanna do.
Just me and you. All right, fuck it. Fuck it. Huh? Just fuck it. Just never mind. All right. Let me see here. Boom. 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 Where is this shit? Okay. What? What is this, man? I just downloaded a whole bunch of goddamn... There we go. Surfing. It's all we want to do. Bang. All right, let's check it out, man. Love dies, huh? And then we go to the town where your mom and dad live, and they have an extra bedroom. We sleep on the floor, 'cause they don't like the snoring that I do. If I could do any kind of a radio show now, I would be playing like all these undiscovered groups that I just find on the internet that are, you know, unsigned, like they're doing, they get their music out there royalty free. I just play that forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I'd have my studio right on the sand, not a block away, on the fucking sand. And it would be a studio and a bar. So there'd be a bar set up. People could come and drink and watch. And we'd have a bartender over here serving drinks. The public could buy drinks, and I'd be back here, and I'd be just doing the thing. So it'd be kind of almost like I'd be doing a live disc jockey show for dancing. So we would have sock hops. We'd have a large wooden dance floor. And let's see, what else? I would do it on a low-powered FM station, so it's still kind of portable. But it depends on the technology. By the time, I don't know, you know, when's Wi-Fi going to be something so dependable you can just kind of carry it out on the beach? Right now you can't. Right now you can't, see? Low-powered FM, how much do those cost? Low-power FMs, they, you know, you can get a low-power FM, the radius is like 5 miles. So it covers your, you know, it covers the waterfront. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. You dig what I'm putting down, right? Hey. Oh, sorry, 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 shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well.
And so my mother called him Dildo.
Your mother called him what?
My mother called him Dildo.
Dildo as in,
yes, well.
That's right, yes, in Dildo. I mean, you can go ahead and say it.
Well, so why did she do that?
She did that because, I mean, what do you mean why she did it? She called him Dildo because she wanted to humiliate him and wanted to humiliate him.
You know, Steve, this is none of my business, but,
Well, then why would you,
Yeah, then why are you making it your business? Because I want to ask him a question. $84. Maria's at the, Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks tonight to see Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, who are part of the Distinguished Speaker Series at the Fred Kavli Theater. $84 a seat. Hoo-hoo-hoo! But hey, you know, probably worth it, man. All right. Testing 1, 2. What is this guy's name, this motherfucker? He's a piece of shit. Baseball fans react to... As accused of taunting several female journalists following the team's victory on Saturday night, baseball fans could ask their supporters and commentators are sharing their thoughts, with some calling for him to be fired and others deciding to root for their opponents in the World Series. This guy Taubman, what did he do, man? Did this guy Taubman say anything? Maybe it's time for Emory Clayton. Dr. Clayton, did you hear about this?
Yes, I did hear about it, and I'm very concerned. I'm glad, first of all, Phil, I'm glad you don't have me commenting on President Trump's comments about lynching.
All right, well, I kind of wanted to keep you clear that you didn't want to talk about that.
No, I did not want to talk about that, because had I started talking about that, I don't know where I'd go. I don't want a visit from the Secret Service.
Well, now watch it there, Professor.
No, I don't need anything to... What do you mean, watch it? I got nothing to watch. Maybe if you were here, Margaret, you'd give me something to watch. Damn... You know?
Wow, get a load of you. Boy, I beg your pardon.
I'm just being a man, that's all. Now,
Kim Douglas, beauty expert, 56. Look pretty good there, baby. Testing 1, 2. Kim Douglas, beauty expert, look fit. Turn the fucking mic up, Henry. Don't be down. That's the problem you're having, bitch. You get your fucking microphone down. Hi, I'm Phil. Come on, baby.
Now, I'm watching this movie with Diana Ross. I love Diana Ross. Don't get me wrong. I think she is an outstanding, was and still is. I think she is one of the great talents in all of American music. But I'm looking at her in this Lady Sings the Blues, hanging out with this white man. Oh, she just threw a drink in his face. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's cool, man. In Lady Sings the Blues, there's that little character, the little actor who was in all of the... Three Stooges movies. Who was that guy? Not Don LeMond. I forget.
What do you mean Three Stooges movies? I'm a black man trying to speak out on the issues of the day, and you're telling me about Three Stooges?
No, I'm sorry.
That's the last thing I want to hear about. Three goofy, goofball white men blinding each other with each other's fingers. Shit.
All right, here we go. What is that guy? Wayne Hurst. Is that his name, Hurst? All right, let me see here, man. Oh, you know what? This goddamn is worthless, Hurst. It is bloody worthless. You know, it's bloody just worthless, man. God, we're out of paper, too. I'm really fucked, man. You don't have... A lot of print paper, man. That's a drag, man. See, now that's a significant drag, you know? That's a significant drag. To be out of printer paper. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Well, I know, I put it in upside down. Hell, I don't know.
I don't know how this shit works, you know. Telling me all this bullshit. Hey, man, what? Trying to tell me how I'm supposed to behave and everything like this. I don't know. Working on a groovy thing, baby. Working on a groovy thing. Working on a groovy thing, baby. All these cats telling me this, that, and something else.
Oh, out of paper again, out of paper again. Okay, last batch. Last batch. Zinc.
Oh, fuck me. That's too... I made the mistake of putting wrinkled paper in there once before, and it was a fucking disaster. I better not do it again. None of this shit.
Oh.
Help me, Mr. Wizard. What? I want that Taubman story, bitch. Where's the Taubman story? Oh, my God. This is all this fucking Buttigieg? God damn it. Too much. You know what, man? Andrew, you got to get your shit. You got to get your thing together, man. See, you got to know what the fuck it is you're printing off, Jack. This is the New York Post story. Okay. How much time I got on this motherfucker? 33. Good Christ. That's it? Fuck. Let me see something here. When I found you, I knew that you were gonna be bitchin'. And every day I know it was gonna be cool. What the fuck? One fucking page? Motherfucker, don't you? What the fuck is this, man? Whore? Never mind. Hold on. Piss time. Here's some music. There'll be trains a-comin'. Blow it out your ass. Blow it out your ass. Blow it out your ass. That's the guy. It's a Three Stooges movie. He was. He was like, either there was, I don't know, who, something, I forgot. All right. Well, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Fuck off. No, I don't want that. 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 That'll work. I have an idea for a new level of subscriber, a new subscription level. Everybody that's currently with us will be grandfathered in, so you're cool. But the new level of subscriber, I'm thinking of calling it the contributor level. And you actually contribute show ideas and can actually get on... you know, as soon as we figure out FaceTime chat, something like that. But I'll think of it. All right. Well, before we go any further with the festivities here this evening, I'd like to remind you that Pluto TV, if you don't know already, is the leading free streaming television service on probably the planet Earth, I would say.
That's what I think they're going for.
Yes, not, but not, you can't make any claim beyond that, I don't think, in terms of
In terms of what?
In terms of the copyright. Yeah, because some other TV service holds the copyright to the planet Mars.
What about Pluto? Oh.
So Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service for the whole goddamn universe. I better watch my language. Yeah, good idea, Phil. Hi, Phil Henry here, and as long as we're... I've got you gathered here for this brief moment of time, and... Hi, it's Phil Henry, and as long as you're here staring at me, waiting for something to happen, let me just tell you about Pluto TV. It's the leading free streaming... Don't go anywhere! Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service in all the world. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay for anything. Seriously, man, you get the... serious with you.
Tell me all about it.
You download... I'm going to tell you. You download the app.
Uh-huh.
Then you... just look at it.
Pay for the information.
You download the app, man, on all of your favorite devices. You get it on your phone, on your Roku, on your Amazon Fire, on your TV, on your Apple TV, on your smart TVs, on your PlayStation. Anywhere you stream. Just think about the places you stream, and that's where you get it.
Phil, quit hitting the mic.
Quit hitting the microphone, Phil, he said to himself. God damn it, you fucking moron. Let's try it again. As long as I have your attention, let me tell you, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service in all the land. Watch over 100 TV channels. What do they used to say?
In all the kingdom.
Yes, in all of the realm. That's it, in all of the realm. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand. What are you looking at?
Well, you had this beautiful old English entrance, and now you're just into your Pluto TV.
Yes, it's gotten slovenly. You started out very elegantly and now slovenly. Oh, is that right? I did that, huh?
Come on, Dickman, give him a break.
No, when Mr. Henry starts out very elegantly, then goes slovenly.
You did, Phil. You just started you just went, it's sloppy, it's a sloven thing.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service.
Sorry I asked, Mayor.
Oh, that's Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor is in this dramatic rendering of Lady Sings the Blues. Now we're talking. God damn it. It's the story with this goddamn thing anyway, huh? Want to tell me? Someone want to tell me?
What am I living for?
If not for you. Pluto TV. Yes, Pluto TV. Folks, what are you waiting for? While you're sitting around waiting for the world to do something that maybe it'll do, maybe it won't, I've got something you can get right now, and it's free. Never pay for television again. As a matter of fact, download Pluto TV. See? Phil's always got the good idea. You're sitting there, you're wondering, what's next? What is next on the menu in this universe? It's downloading Pluto TV on all of your favorite devices, whether it's your phone, your Roku, your Amazon Fire TV, your Apple TV, your smart TV, your PlayStation, all that stuff, man. Just download that sucker. You don't have to give them a credit card. You don't have to sign up for anything. Download it. Download it, man, and you get 100 TV channels for free. You get thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. They never ask for nothing from you. See, that is the altruistic, the open-hearted way that Pluto TV does business. Well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, I mean, to a point. So get it, man. You know, get it now. Get... I've started and stopped this goddamn commercial 500 times. 500 times. Try this motherfucker. I feel like Billy D. Williams in that picture I'm looking at right there. He's got a fedora and a mustache. Jesus Christ. Poor Billy... What's her name? Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday should have known Billy D. Williams. She would have been... He would have been Billy D. Holiday. No? She would have been Billy Williams, and he would have been Billy D. Williams. And the name Holiday just would have... You know, Judy Holiday can have the fucking name.